Winter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Donnie, football in for Joe Starkey. Pony and Muller coming up next. It is a football Friday. Those guys will have the Friday tailgate party going. It'll be a fun one as the Steelers get set to take on the Denver Broncos. The backyard brawl is tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, a 3:30 kick at Acrisure Stadium, Pitt and West Virginia. I put out the poll question earlier at the beginning of the show, about 500 votes in. Who do you view as Pitt's biggest rival? The options were WVU, Penn State. I did put Notre Dame on there, and then other. Notre Dame only has 1.2% of the vote, so we came to the conclusion that Notre Dame is just universally hated by everybody, not necessarily just a rival. In this case, West Virginia running away with it with 70.5% of the vote. Penn State, 25.6% of the vote. Another Twitter poll I put out there before the show began. Which game are you looking forward to most this weekend, Austin? I put this out to the people. The backyard brawl or Steelers-Broncos? Now, keep in mind, this is Twitter. I don't know if you saw this poll. Where do you think those percentages sit right now?
I'm going to say it's close to 50-50.
Steelers-Broncos with a 55.1 to a 44.9 lead over the backyard brawl.
Steelers are king, man.
They really are.
Not that surprised, but, I mean, this is a circle-the-calendar game for Pitt every single year when they play West Virginia. So that stadium's going to be packed. What, you think 68 maybe they get? How many thousand people do you think they get in the stadium?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to, whatever capacity is, and then a little bit more, you know, for the standing room. I can't remember the exact figure it was. That game 2 years ago is an all-time record.
That's
for
right.
A sporting event, which that game was awesome to be there in person. That was a really cool atmosphere, and the game was fantastic. It was a standalone. It was a Thursday night to help kick off the college football season. There was definitely more juice around that one.
There was, because it was the return.
That too. It was the first time in over a decade we were seeing it. So now this is the third time already since this rivalry has been back in store for Pitt and West Virginia. The game last night around the NFL, the Bills blowing out the Miami Dolphins 31-10. James Cook went off. He had 3 touchdowns in the first half. The big story, though, coming from that game, Tua Tagovailoa, 3 interceptions. He also suffered another concussion. It was not necessarily a hard hit if you saw the hit happen. If you didn't, you can easily find it on social media. Quickly, if you just search his name, it was an awkward hit where Tua didn't just slide down to the ground. He went pretty much head on into DeMar Hamlin, and then he went down. You could tell right away on the broadcast there was some concern with Tua. He stayed on the ground for a little bit longer than usual, and we know his history with concussions. That brought up the question today that a lot of people are left trying to answer, and I know that Colin Cowherd opened his show with it. I saw that the tweets left and right. There's a real question now if Tua is pretty much done with his football career. I mean, that is, I think, 4 documented concussions in the last 2 seasons. And it's not like they are, you know, I mean, every concussion is different. How guys react to them can be different. They all look bad. It's not like he took one random hit. He got checked out for it after the game. He was in protocol for a little bit. He got out of it. All of these concussions he has suffered, Austin, have looked brutal. Like, they look violent.
And as soon as I saw the hit and I saw Tua down, that's immediately what I thought. And then I'm pretty sure, didn't his hands clench again?
He did. It wasn't quite as bad as what it
Not
was
as bad,
2 years ago. But
really bad.
That was what I also noticed. Like, he went down and his hands went up, and I'm like, the fencing, they call it.
And you could tell, I mean, the training staff knew immediately what had happened. They bolted out there, and there was a whole convoy of people around them. I was really happy to see him get up as quickly as he did and walk off to the locker room really with no distress or anything. He seemed completely fine a minute later.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and then he stumbled off the field a little bit too, and then he you know, just looked, he just looked like blurry.
Yeah.
You know, like not everything was happening the way it should up there. And it sucks, but I mean, I don't think we are far away from him really having to consider if this is it. Like, I know that Sidney Crosby got brought up into the conversation around here because of his concussions.
Fair.
About 15 years ago. However, even though Crosby had two quick ones back-to-back, which kept him out for over a year, four, and as violent as they were in a two-year stretch, I mean, that's tough.
And hockey is obviously a very violent sport, as well as the number of games that they play.
Mm-hmm.
But the hits you take in football are a lot harder, and the collisions that...
It's like a car crash.
It is, every single time. I think one more and Tua has to be done. Like, he has to call it himself. And the Dolphins just gave him this big contract. So, I mean, I wonder, if, for the Dolphins, is there any assurances? Because they had to have known before they gave him this deal. Like, just in case this happens again and he has to medically retire, could we get out of this? Or for Tua's case, which is obviously way more important than whatever the contract might be, you're worrying just about his long-term health and his life. Like, if he has another concussion, even this one, what are the lingering effects going to be? I mean, a lot of people have seen the movie Concussion. We know what it was like.
Yep.
It seems like this is something where, and player safety is significantly better than it was in the 70s, but it reminds me of something like that with the way that how hard these hits have been on Tua. This one was, like you said, awkward more so than anything. But the effects and the ramifications have hit him harder than it has any player in X amount of years.
And he's only 26 years old. He was March of 98, so he will be 27 early next offseason. But man, I mean, we're at a point where you have to, and you brought it up, think about your life down the line. And I don't know if people out there listening or if you ever tune into Good Morning Football, that's something that I'll turn on in the morning. And they had Manti Te'o on there today, who is, you know, somebody from the same part of the world as Tua. You know, they're both guys from Hawaii. And he said on there, I thought Manti Te'o made a great point. You know, this goes beyond the game that you're playing and, you know, what you get paid to do for a living. You have to think down the line, you know, if you have kids, like, you want to see those kids grow up. You want to be able to play with your kids growing up. You want to be able to see your kids graduate. You want to be able to, if you have a daughter, walk her down the aisle one day. Like, you have to keep things like that in the back of your mind when you're somebody that plays such a violent and vicious sport. And I feel like we're sadly really close to what could be the end for a young player who's an exciting player.
Yeah.
Do I think he's among the elites in football? No. But, you know, given who he plays with, definitely an exciting guy. I mean, only a couple of years ago we thought about the tank for Tua thing, and now we're talking about a guy who should maybe consider retiring from football.
This is more of a life and a health story than it is a football story. I mean, really, an X's and O's story, if you will. Because, yeah, Donnie, I worry about that. And we see what happened with Mike Webster and a lot of other players that have significant issues with concussions. I wonder if there's been other plays that Tua has maybe had a concussion and nobody knew about it. And I can think that way for a lot of different players. It's the hard hits are a part of the game. But his body and his mind and his brain are not, unfortunately, able to bounce back as quickly from it. And I feel like it's like if you have a heart condition and like a really bad hit could like significantly affect you. You have to really be concerned and really worried. Like, that's like how worried I was when Alex Smith came back with his reconstructed leg. I mean, that's dangerous. And he came back for what, like a year, and that was it. Sometimes you have to put yourself first over the game, and people will understand.